It's one thing to be driving through a rural area late one moonlit Halloween night and pass a farmhouse with a big, smiling jack-o'-lantern in the window. When any presidential candidate speaks, he is speaking to that person who lives in a farmhouse with a smiling pumpkin in the window. That's where they think we are all living, huddled around the fireplace, listening to ghost stories. And that's why we have trouble understanding what they are saying to us. It's another thing to live in New York City and walk down the street on Halloween, where there isn't a pumpkin in sight except for one tiny smiling pumpkin on the 34th floor of an apartment building. How creepy is that? But nothing proves just how stupid we are as a people more than candy corn, which, by the way, is not candy at all. You can actually melt it down and run a car. I think it's tar-based. Candy corn is the only candy in the history of the country that has never been advertised. It just appears. I'll never forget the first time my mother gave me candy corn. Here, you're going to love this, Lewis, because it's corn that tastes like candy. I put it in my mouth and thought, this tastes like shit. My mother's fucking with me. So, I ate another, and it tasted like shit, too. Still, every year Halloween returns, and I find myself in a room confronted with a bowl of candy corn. And even though I have seen it every year of my life, I will stare at it as if I have never seen it before, like an Alzheimer's patient. Wow, candy corn. Corn that tastes like candy. God, I can't wait. I take a bite, and son of a bitch! Then, I do what every American does. I grab another and just eat the yellow part, stupidly thinking that it's the corn part and that those other colors are what ruin the taste. Then, I take two more pieces, turn them so the pointy ends are facing down, push them onto my teeth, and pretend I'm Dracula. Here's a little-known fact. All the candy corn that was ever made was manufactured in 1904. That's because we don't eat enough of it, and we throw most of it away. So, the Candy Corn Company sends out their representatives in early November to gather up all the discarded candy corn from the dumpsters and bring it back to their factory, where they simply wash it off and bag it up again. A year later, the same candy corn is on every coffee table in America. Many of you hearing this have children, and the rest of you may eventually have children. Halloween will come, and you will give them the corn that tastes like candy, even though you know that it tastes like shit. And so it goes, from generation to generation to generation. We pass on a legacy of shit. And then you wonder why we can't elect good leaders.